I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Kingdom faces a crossroads, and it's a choice that could affect the persecuted church. More on that in a moment. And I'll give you one word for a story later in our broadcast that you won't want to miss. Lanyards. We'll begin today, though, in Europe. It's the start of a big week in the UK. MNN's Katie Harth reports.
Voters cast their ballots today for a new prime minister. They're choosing between former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson or current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. Results will be announced tomorrow, and the winner takes office on Wednesday. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor hopes a report highlighting persecuted Christians won't lose priority in the changeover.
It does highlight many of the disparities in terms of the Foreign Office's responses to persecution, as well as the lack of understanding. And it reasonably makes a number of recommendations. The long-term securing of special envoy for religious freedom. We have one in place at the moment, but that could disappear at the will of whoever becomes prime minister.
Along with sanctions, the report recommends an official definition of Christian persecution, similar to what's already in place for Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. The report's intended for government eyes, but it's also a call to prayer. Pray for awareness, but also pray for action. Action that makes a difference for persecuted Christians. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Next, Gallup recently released its annual public opinion poll on abortion. For the first time since 2012, more Americans said they consider themselves pro-life rather than pro-choice. Additionally, the percentage of Americans who think abortion should be illegal in all circumstances or legal in only a few circumstances went up from 53% to 60% since last year. Eric Verstraete, president of Life Matters Worldwide, has this to say.
I think it's encouraging because what this poll shows is that we really believe that people are beginning to wake up to the reality of what abortion is, that abortion is taking the life of another human being.
On the flip side,
it's discouraging because it's taken so long to get to this point. Why has it taken it so long? Why is the church still sitting on the sidelines in this issue? Why are we still hearing people in leadership in churches saying, well, it's a political issue and we don't want to get political? Abortion is not a political issue. It is an issue that's been politicized. Abortion is a moral and spiritual issue.
Life Matters provides resources and education to support the biblical pro-life message that we are all created in God's image.
When we fight together in this, we can make strides to have everybody recognize the value of life and how important it is to fight for life.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And what does a lanyard have to do with sharing hope? When a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck central Mexico in 2017, it devastated communities and killed over 200 people. Just a few months prior, a local believer named Berta got her first audio Bible from Audio Scripture Ministries. After the quake shook Berta's neighborhood, she knew she needed to share Christ's comfort. Joshua Harrison with ASM says,
one of the first things she did was she made herself a lanyard so she could carry her audio Bible and play it really loud wherever she goes. And she loves listening to it as she's helping her neighbors, helping her friends, doing her chores. She continues to be a bright light in her community.
ASM records and distributes God's word in audio to people like Berta. Mexico is one of several countries they serve, and ASM is currently working on more scripture translations for people groups in Mexico still unreached. And they need your help.
We need more traveling recordists, so continue to pray for the people who will be willing to go far, far into the rural areas of Mexico to record the languages that are yet unrecorded, so that all people will be able to hear God's word.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, if God stirs your heart about something I talked about today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or different kinds of ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.